With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect in an assassination attempt on former President Trump at a Florida golf course is denied bond. Ryan Ruth appeared in a West Palm Beach federal court Monday morning. A judge denied Ruth bond after hearing from federal prosecutors and the defense. The DOJ also said that his cell phone accessed cell towers near Mar-a-Lago and Trump International Golf Course between August 18th and September 15th. Conflict intensifies along the Israeli-Lebanese border as Hezbollah continues firing rockets into southern Israel, and Israel targets airstrikes against Hezbollah targets as well. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports civilians in some areas of Lebanon have been warned by Israel to leave.
Israel has now begun using a tactic that we've seen in Gaza. It has issued evacuation orders to villages in Lebanon where it plans on striking. Israel says it has struck hundreds of targets and inflicted heavy damage on Hezbollah. But scores of people have been killed, and thousands of people are now being forced to evacuate their homes with no knowledge of when they'll be able to return.
Also at SRNnews.com, there's been a new and final offer by Boeing.
Boeing is offering higher pay to striking workers, but insisting they get back on the job quickly. Boeing has rolled out what it calls its best and final offer to get more than 30,000 striking machinist workers who assemble aircraft back to work. Those on the picket line in Washington State expressed their desire last week to end the nearly two-week-old walkout.
We all want to get back to work, and we all want to be the Boeing family that we always have been.
Boeing says the new offer is contingent on union members ratifying the contract by Friday night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Over the weekend, around 6,000 fans of the Christian television series The Chosen traveled from all over the nation to Orlando, Florida, to meet with the cast and the crew of the crowdfunding series. The event featured workshops, speeches, and previews of the upcoming season. Executive producer Ryan Swanson tells SRN News that ChosenCon 2024 was a chance to give something back to the show's loyal audience.
This week is a celebration of the fans because we can't do without them, much more so than other shows that might say, we're out here for the fans or, you know, an event like this. We are in a symbiotic relationship with our fans where they allow us to continue doing with what we're doing. So any opportunity we can to share with an audience what the Bible makes us feel is something that we'll seize on, and that's where we've dedicated our lives as filmmakers to.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from actual fans with their on-site reaction to this weekend's big Chosen Con 2024. This is SRN News. Well, the question is signing up for store credit cards a good thing?
There are pros and cons to store credit cards. When shopping for the upcoming holiday season, experts suggest to be cautious about store credit cards. Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com, has a good reason why.
The average general purpose credit card charges about 20%, and the average store card charges about 30%. So really, buyer beware.
But if you pay off your bill and you shop at the store a lot, get the card, along with the discount. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Gulf Coast is making preparations for a possible hurricane. Helene could turn into a Category 2 hurricane with 110-mile-an-hour winds by the time it makes landfall, which could happen Thursday. Forecasters say the west coast of Florida will feel the greatest impact. More details at srnnews.com.